But nothing about yourself can be changed until it is first recognized and accepted. So, first you must learn to process yourself. Process is a Zen and human potential term for asking yourself the right questions. Answers are never difficult when you stop avoiding the questions. So in regard to your fear-based emotions, there are five key questions for self-processing. Number one, what is the real fear? Number two, is this fear valid? Number three, what needs do I have that are not being met? Number four, what am I doing that creates disharmony? And question five is, what immediate actions can I take to create more harmony? These five questions are included in the manual that accompanied this course. In session number 11, a meditation, I'll be asking you the five questions in regard to many of the basic fears. Now, this will help you to recognize their presence in your life so you can begin releasing them. As a processing example on the subject of jealousy, I'll ask you to identify any jealousy you feel. I'll pause while you go with the first thoughts that jump into your mind. Then, I'll ask you, what is the real fear? Again, I'll pause to give you time to explore the question. If you're jealous and possessive of your mate, maybe you feel unworthy and fear you might lose your mate to someone who offers more. The next question is this fear valid? I'll pause, and you'd examine the idea of being unworthy. Do you really feel that you are less worthy than anyone else you know? When exploring validity, people often find that an old fear doesn't really relate to their life anymore, but it remains in their life out of habit. The next question is, what needs do you have that are not being met? Maybe your need for security is not being fulfilled. This lack may or may not originate from your mate. If your mate is saying or doing things to purposely generate insecurity, you have an entirely different situation than if your feelings of insecurity are the result of past subconscious programming. But regardless of the cause, you must resolve the conflict within yourself, without expectations of change on the part of your mate. Okay, now back to the five questions. Question four is, what are you doing that creates disharmony? Again, I'd pause for you to explore. Maybe you question your mate about everything he does or where he is at every moment. Maybe your fears result in stress, which you express as unjustified anger toward him. The fifth question is, what immediate actions can you take to create more harmony? During the pause, you might decide to stop questioning your mate about his every action, or you may need to stop expressing anger. Again, I'm not encouraging psychological disassociation, which is a defense mechanism to avoid reality. If you feel anger but don't express it, you'll be repressing your real feelings. And in the long term, repression never works. I am encouraging behavioral changes based upon greater awareness and logic, which will quickly lead to a change in attitude. Once your attitude changes, you'll no longer be repressing your feelings. As your life becomes more harmonious, you'll be encouraged to act even more harmoniously in the future. If you want your life to get better, you have to do something. Although you may be fearful with no idea how or even if it will work, you must have the courage to act anyway. The single factor common to all problems, truly the origin of all problems, is fear. So fear is the place to begin processing.